Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's our first opportunity to get to learn our guys and them to learn us and kind of lay out the expectations for them and just kind of give them a taste of our scheme, both offensively, defensively, and special teams. But I'm looking forward to getting them in here.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show continues on, and we are glad you are on board today. So much, as always, you got some sunshine out today. You got Brewers baseball, Bucks and Celtics. We're going to get back into that coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But right now, you've got the rookies who are all showing up in Green Bay, and they're going through their paces and kind of learning what it's like to be a Green Bay Packer, and their eyes are really wide, and they're not sure where to go and when to eat and who to talk to. But they'll get acclimated. Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline in Green Bay. Michael, how you doing?
I'm a little grumpy.
Really?
I shouldn't be. I mean, I'm driving to Green Bay, a rookie mini camp. You know how much I love these spring workouts and practices and getting to know these guys. I just was checking the schedule a little bit today, and it says, okay, we'll open up the doors to practice at 4:10, which is kind of a weird thing. And there's a little notation there that says individual drills. Now, you know, I'm used to, and, you know, the door closes, gets a little tighter every year when you're covering these teams. You know, like the first rookie mini camp I went, it was 3 days. I think they had some helmets and pads. You know, it was just all kinds of stuff you could see and drills and scrimmages and all kinds of great stories. You know, like you could see this kid from Central Michigan running. But after about four routes, you'd go, oh, my gosh, this guy looks like he's been in the NFL 5 years. And it was Greg Jennings.
Mm-hmm.
And James Jones was the same day. So I'm getting a little nervous that the session we're going to have today is just going to be, you know, broken up into different positions and maybe pushing pads and maybe getting some instruction. It's a photo opportunity to see what these guys look like in helmets and jerseys and shorts, but we're not going to get to see any scrimmaging. So if that happens, you know, I'm not going to be pleased.
I wouldn't blame you, first and foremost. And secondly, they're getting tighter and tighter and tighter on who they will and will not show you and what they want you to see, Again, maybe for the first two games of the season, I get it. But beyond that, it's kind of like, come on. We're not talking about state secrets here.
You know, and it's not like, I'm some sort of knucklehead who's going to tweet out that this rookie looks like a Hall of Fame player or he's already a draft bust. You know, I mean, there was a guy named Jay Mariotti who Rex Grossman, remember the quarterback that the Bears had when Lovie Smith took him to the Super Bowl? Now, he just drilled that kid for 2 years, and he wasn't a very good quarterback, and he threw a couple of picks, and that's how Peyton got his first Super Bowl ring with the Colts and Tony Dungy down in the rain in Miami. But, I mean, that guy, and, you know, people loved reading it. It was just – he just drilled the guy, and I think at some point he got into the kid's head, too, into Rex Grossman's head. But nobody does that here in Green Bay, and I don't think the media's lost these guys any games, but whatever. We'll see. Maybe I'm overreacting. I hope not, because I just like to see these guys work out and – see how they look. I'm anxious to see Darnell Savage. You give up those two picks in the fourth round to go up and get this kid. You had Dan from Bar Lads on the other day. Dan Shaka,
yeah.
And I went back and looked up in their guide, and they actually had him ranked about third. But obviously the Packers thought this was the best kid on the board at safety, and they needed safety. And they want, you know, that speed to go along with Adrian Amos, the veteran they pick up from the Bears, and he'll be back there, stay at home, and they'll let this kid roam around the field. And he's got this 4.3 speed. And as Gutekunst said last Saturday night, and he plays like it. I mean, this kid can play the field. He can close windows. And so that's what we're anxious to see, his reaction time. And that's all about you can get, of course. I can't tell you. Great interview, by the way, with the coach from Mississippi State.
Thank you, sir.
Elton Jennings and the – He'll start at guard. He played center at Mississippi State for Luke Getsy, the offensive
coordinator. That's a big center, too.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the idea is see if he can compete with Cole Madison, or they haven't brought back Byron Bell, who played that position last year. You know, and Justin McCray, God bless him, versatile, he's played hard, but he's undersized. But if you get that kid at right guard and to back up Corey Linsley, now you're talking.
Mm-hmm. No, I completely agree. And Linsley's been staunch ever since he arrived. He had the one injury that sent him down for a little while, but for the most part, he's been a guy that's been really, really solid and dependable for them. They just need more depth. They need more guys that are versatile. They need more go-to guys just in case, and that's kind of where the Packers are at offensively speaking when it comes to their line. So, Mike, when you look for this mini camp, other than just a guy up front that's going to be in the trenches, it could be a backup. Defensively, this thing was heavy, and they just brought in a bunch of undrafted rookies as well. You've got the Packers Hall of Fame banquet coming up. You got a lot of things that you're being inundated with that is Packers lore. I know that Matt LaFleur wanted to take down a lot of those pictures and kind of create their own history, but this is a historical weekend. It always is during the Packers Hall of Fame banquet.
Yeah, and they actually moved that banquet from summertime to this weekend. I guess maybe they felt it was a little bit more competition. It's an indoor event inside the atrium. It's a very nice dinner. One of the things I'm anxious for this afternoon is to just talk to some of these players. I mean, you want to talk to the number one pick overall, Rashawn Gary, about, so what is the deal with the labrum? Because we only had him on a teleconference. But, to spell that out, how did that injury happen? How did you get through last season? He said he's 100%, no surgery. But, you got to look the kid in the eye and find out. Now I'm anxious to ask him, too. I found out that little story about Matt LaFleur working for Notre Dame 4 or 5 years ago, quarterback coach, recruiting their quarterback at Rashawn Gary's high school, Branford Winbush, who ended up going to Notre Dame. And I asked LaFleur, is it true that you saw Rashawn Gary as a kid in high school? He said, I did, and I remember him. They had their football team indoors on the basketball court doing agility drills, and it's like, who's this guy?
Mm-hmm.
He's a big kid playing defensive line, but he also looks like he's the center on the basketball team the way he's flying around the court. So it'll be interesting if Rashawn remembers that connection with the guy that ended up being his first NFL head coach when he gets here to the league. And then we'll be looking at Dexter Williams out of Notre Dame, by the way, the running back, because Jamal Williams, is the power running back. Aaron Jones is the guy that's got the burst, actually led the league last year in average carries, in yards average per carry. But, Aaron Jones, two or three times now he's had the knee injury, an MCL. And so Dexter Williams, as a rookie, they'll put a rookie in at running back. You may not get a job as a lineman or defensive lineman in the NFL as a rookie, but they'll certainly put a rookie running back in there early in the season and give him a few carries to spell him. So all these things, come about. And then it's Ted Thompson back in town. We'd heard in February he was not doing well health-wise, but according to Gutekunst, he was in Green Bay a couple weeks ago. Should be there tomorrow night when he's inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, and he will be presented by Mike Reinfeldt. Reinfeldt, for those of us children of the 70s, he was on the last football team at UW-Milwaukee. They had a football team, and he played safety for them, got picked up by the Houston Oilers. And so those of us that went to UW-Milwaukee in the late 70s, if the Oilers were on TV, we loved watching this guy because, hey, this guy was a Panther, and he was a damn good safety. And mm-hmm. His teammate was a guy in special teams named Ted Thompson. And Mike was a part of the personnel staff for the Packers, and then later a GM for the Oilers and Titans. So he knows Ted Thompson's story better than anybody, and he'll be up there tomorrow night. Cliff Kristol, longtime Packers reporter, is going to get a Bart Starr Award. And the irony is Cliff asked one of the toughest questions I've ever heard. This is when Ted Thompson brought in Corn Robinson at wide receiver.
Right.
They were hurt. I think it was like 06 or so. Now, Corn had, pretty good career with Seattle and Holmgren and with the Vikings.
He had some run-ins with the law, too, yeah.
Well, he was going 100 miles an hour, and the Vikings late for practice. We learned about his bout with alcoholism. Like, people in Seattle told us, so bad that he was so afraid of losing his job that he would sleep in his car in the players' parking lot and have his teammates wake him up to make sure he wouldn't miss another meeting or something. He was really having a hard time battling the bottle. And they brought him in, and Ted said, this is a good guy. He's, the teammates love him, and that's in his past, and we're gonna bring him in as a wide receiver. And he performed okay for the Packers and along with Favre. And Cliff, there was a moment there. We were in the just outside Ted's office in the lobby. Cliff said, Ted, what if Corin Robinson gets drunk behind the wheel of a car again and kills somebody on a Wisconsin highway?
Wow.
And, I mean, Ted looked like someone punched him in the nose. Like, he hadn't thought about that question, you know?
Yeah.
He just kind of a hobbit, Tough question. But tomorrow night, Cliff is going to be honored by the team, and he's actually does some writing for the team's website as a team historian. So, you know, let bygones be bygones.
Hey, Mike, so for those that don't know, I mean, because we hear about rookie minicamp and such, this is the indoctrination weekend. You come in and you learn about the Packers, if you don't know already. You learn where to eat. You learn where to get dressed, where to shower, where to work out. You introduce to all your coaches. You get your playbook. You start practice, which, you know, you've been going through the combine and all the paces, and now you're back at it again. This is where they talk about how it becomes a really long off season because you never really get off. So is there anything I'm missing here? Because this is one of those weekends in which you learn what it is to be a Green Bay Packer, which is odd because you're learning it from a guy who has not been a Green Bay Packer, Matt LaFleur.
Right, and we're going to learn from LaFleur what his schedule, what his rookie weekend orientation is like, and he's kind of borrowing from Mike McCarthy. You know, yeah, these rookies just went through their pro days, their combine, their interviews. They got drafted. Maybe they didn't get drafted, so they got signed as an undrafted player. Now here they are signed with an NFL team, and they got to learn as much as they can this weekend about just the operation, how practice is going to go, where the classrooms are, you know, all the operational things in 3 days. And then they get kicked out of here until like May 13th because the NFL still got that role, where they want these guys to go back and finish up the final semester, if need be,
mm-hmm.
of their senior year. So they can't come back. The veterans will be back in here next week. And so, you know, they'll go away for a couple of weeks before the rookies and those draft picks get back in when they're a part of the OTAs and all that. So, you know, they need to take it as much as they can. But I'm assuming the LaFleur will borrow a page from McCarthy, show these guys last night a little bit of a tape of the history of the traditions of what it means to be a Green Bay Packer to these 22-year-olds. But the bottom line is, too, is just show them the basics of what the place looks like, the operation, what's going to be expected, what's going to be happening at practice, where they do that today and tomorrow. And then, you know, give them a little assignment sheet, a little assignment card, and we'll see you back here in about 2 or 3 weeks when your semester's over, and now you're going to be in the NFL full-time.
Michael, good stuff as always. Always appreciate it. And we will chat again next week after the rookie minicamp commences and completes, and then we'll get the lowdown then as to who you think may or may not be a true NFL football player.
You know, already I feel better.
Well, I'm glad we can oblige.
See you later.
Good stuff. There you go. Mike Clements, NFL Sirius Radio, our Green and Gold Insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 800-44-PRIDE or go schneiderjobs.com. That is schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.